Welcome to the Busy Gamer podcast for the week of January 10th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Army of Two, the 40th day for PS3, PSP, and Xbox 360.
Vancouver 2010 for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Previously available only as a digital download, Torchlight for PC is going retail this week.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed Ultimate Sith Edition is due for Mac. Apparently this was delayed, as we previously had it coming out in late November.
Walk It Out, Crazy Chicken Tales, and Sleepover Party for Wii.
Seriously?
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Bayonetta for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Darksiders for PS3 and Xbox 360.
My Fitness Coach 2 for Wii.
And for iPhone, there's Fishtropolis from the makers of Textropolis, and WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2010. An unannounced Assassin's Creed 2 game priced at $12 slipped into the App Store last week and then mysteriously vanished, so you can expect that will reappear soon.
There's also Pixel Force Left 4 Dead, a free 8-bit tribute to Left 4 Dead that you can download right now. It features two-player co-op and all the characters from the original Left 4 Dead. Details on our site.
Giveaways.
Each week we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week we have chuzzles! Lots and lots of plushy chuzzles. If you missed out on the PopCap game and swag packs we gave away last month, here's your chance to score some fluffy goodness.
For years we couldn't get our hands on one of these guys, try as we might. Once, at a PAX panel, a PopCap employee threw one to the person sitting right next to me. Back when I worked in casual games, I attended a lame mixer at my boss's behest instead of the awesome PopCap party where, you guessed it, everyone got a chuzzle.
Then, for a brief window, we could buy them at the now-defunct PopCap merchandise store, so we went a little crazy. Then at the Child's Play charity auction last month, we won 2 bags of PopCap swag, and well, now they're a little like triples. They are everywhere.
So we're giving away a lot. We're not quite sure how many winners there will be, at least a dozen. You might get 1, 2, or even 3. Just enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, January 14th, and we'll sort it all out then.
Comment of the week.
Joe Don writes about the chuzzles we're giving away.
I'm entering for my wife and for my daughter. I called them over to the computer to see the chuzzles, and they oohed and awed so much they almost passed out from forgetting to breathe. Long story short, thanks for such a cute contest.
Last week's winner was Deadpoolite, who won the original Dungeon Siege for PC.
CES happened last week, and there was a lot of news, but not much in the way of details.
Microsoft announced its motion-sensing peripheral known as Project Natal will ship for holiday 2010, so expected in November.
Game Room, a new take on Xbox Live Arcade, will launch this spring. Based on what we've seen, it's a customizable virtual space you can fill with cartoony arcade cabinets. Pricing is $3 for a game on either Xbox 360 or Windows PC, or $5 for access to both. You can also pay 50 cents each time you play, but who's going to do that?
There's a new Zelda game coming in 2010, but we don't even know if it's going to hit US or just Japan before holiday. The next Nintendo handheld will have some sort of motion sensor, but that's all we know.
Netflix is going to withhold all Warner Brothers new releases for 28 days, so you'll be more inclined to buy it, but we'll just wait the extra month. The deal means more WB content in your instant play queue.
Those are just the highlights. We have a few more items in our January 7th roundup on the site.
If you play EA Sports games, you have less than a month to enjoy them online. That's right. First, EA secures exclusive franchise rights for football. Then they force Microsoft to make an exception and let them run their own servers for online games. And then they start shutting them down.
There's a complete list of the games expiring on February 2nd, broken out by platform on our site. Highlights include Facebreaker for PS3 and Xbox 360, Madden 09 for PS3, PSP, and both Xboxes, that's original Xbox and 360, and Wii, and Fantasy Football for 360. Lots of older games, including basketball, hockey, and lots of football, are being decommissioned.
There will be an NBA Live 07 online meetup January 31st at 1 p.m. Eastern so that people can get the achievement for playing online with 1,000 people. They're encouraging everyone to get into a game lobby and stay there for a full hour to help maximize the number who can earn the achievement, an easy 100 points if you can dig up an old copy of this game.
We also just learned that Nintendo is no longer publishing Metroid Prime Trilogy for Wii. It is labeled as a collector's edition, and apparently they meant it. If you see a copy out in the wild and want it, we suggest you grab it. Otherwise, be prepared to troll stores that sell used games or pay a premium for it on eBay.
Hey, spoiler warning, we're gonna pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
I've been sinister all my life. When I was a child, a few well-meaning teachers and even one relative tried to set me right, but it just didn't take. I learned pretty quickly that life is different for people like me. It seems like the whole world is against you. I've been to Mars, Arcadia, even the borderlands of Pandora. Not the one with the blue people, the other one. And it's always the same. The world wants me to be right, which means I'm wrong. Or, at least left-handed. And developers, your refusal to give me a lefty option is just killing me. Literally. Beginning with Doom 2 through Quake and on to more recent fragfests, I'm looking at you, Bungie. I've had to readjust my right brain to accept that there's a gun in my hand and it ain't in the right one. I mean the left one. I mean it's in the right one, but it's not the correct one because... Never mind. I'm done anyway. I must admit, seeing the action happen on the right side of the screen doesn't bother me as much on the PC. I guess being a foot away from the screen makes it a little easier to handle. It seems like the hands are generally centered anyway. Console games, on the other hand, drive me bonkers. Especially games that insist on not only displaying your right hand, but placing it about 6 feet to the right of the center. Is it really so hard to stick a lefty option in there? I know I'm a minority, a lone voice in the wilderness. But there are sinister kids out there right now waiting to play their very first FPS. Sweet, innocent, sinister children waiting to see what their mothers warned them about. Don't let us be Left 4 Dead 2. Which reminds me about those Left 4 Dead billboards. You can read more about my experience as a sinister gamer and, yes, what I think of those billboards at busygamernews.com.
Our soon-to-be 7-year-old Pikachu fan has been clocking a lot of time with LEGO Star Wars The Complete Saga on the DS. Here's his review.
Anyways, figuring out the game was both hard and easy. What was hard was when I had to get past General Grievous. That is extremely hard, but the Emperor, that's the hardest boss. Most bosses only have 10, but when you're at the end at the Emperor, oh, that's 20. What was easy is, well, it's not the first level. That is hard. I got very far in the game. I've only beat like 5 movies, including the last. There's actually something I really like. It's the pictures that you unlock. It gives me something to look at so I don't get a little, you know, the creeps. Just kidding, not the creeps. My favorite character to play as is, well, that's 3 characters. General Grievous, the Emperor, and Luke Skywalker with the green lightsaber. There's a level that I'm stuck on. It has, you know, in the movie with the walkers? Actually, I have to get past them, and trust me, they're way hard. If any of you have any help, go write it on busygamernews.com, but it's extremely fun. How they do the story and how you get to buy characters for free play. Fun. Fun. Fun.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
Well, I'm almost ashamed to admit it, but I am still really into Farmville and Cafe World on Facebook, and I apologize once again to my friends who could care less, or could not care less, correctly, about those particular games, but I'm not giving them up anytime soon. And then, just to get my cred back, I am really, really enjoying Borderlands. It's the first co-op game in I don't remember how long that I've just totally gotten into. I'm really enjoying playing with Game Watcher, and I do have an individual game going too, but I found that I'm just not enjoying it as much. There's something about having my partner in crime be my partner in crime, as it were.
And revive you.
And well, yes, and revive me too, because, you know, the shield thing, I never really mastered that, which is also why I had a hard time with Halo too.
Well, apart from Borderlands, I stocked up on Microsoft points when Amazon had a limited time sale last week that knocked $8 off each $50 card. I finally nabbed Trials HD, which seemed a tad pricey at $15, but with that point savings, it suddenly seemed justified. The game is like crack. You drive a motorcycle more or less on rails, but you have to navigate a series of jumps, collapsing platforms, fiery explosions, and other obstacles to avoid crashing in a race against time for different medals and unlockable minigames. It's basically a puzzle racer with addictive game mechanics and quick reset if you make a mistake. There are checkpoints, but you'll generally restart if you make a mistake in your bid for a flawless race that earns you the gold medal. I also tried the Saboteur, which was pretty fun and quite amusing. As we mentioned previously on the site and in the podcast, there's a code bundle with most copies of the game that gives you the optional Midnight Show content, which includes nudity in the game's strip clubs. You'll want to install it before you start to fully, enjoy the game's opening scene. The game has been compared to Assassin's Creed since your character, an Irish ruffian in World War II France, climbs a lot of buildings, but this aspect of the game is clunky. You're no Altair or Ezio. It actually feels more Grand Theft Auto, with vehicles you can drive around the city and missions to carry out, like blowing stuff up. When the Nazis have the upper hand, the game is mostly black and white with touches of color. You can see their little red swastikas from a really far away. But succeed at missions and the color seeps in, like that movie Pleasantville. I also picked up The Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks, but haven't had time to crack it yet. Maybe this week.
DLC highlights.
The past week's WiiWare includes Fast Draw Showdown, Heron Steam Machine, and Pub Darts, plus Super NES Classic Final Fight 3 on Virtual Console.
The latest DSiWare is Animal Puzzle Adventure, Hell's Kitchen Versus, and Trajectile.
The PlayStation Store finally received Borderlands DLC, Mad Moxie's Underdome Riot.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 owners can get Matt Hazard, Blood Bath & Beyond, my personal favorite title of the year so far, the free Dragon Ball Raging Blast Androids pack, and the Dark Void demo.
The Rock Band Store added some Blink-182, Ramones, Paul McCartney, and Psychedelic Furs tracks for PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii.
More complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L, Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an @reply. We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page. We have started a Google Wave advisory panel for this podcast. We got some great feedback from Tim.
Loved Pikachu fans' review. It was succinct, and since I have a budding 5-year-old gamer, provided a valuable insight for players of his age group. I like hearing the major releases of the week for what it's worth. As for topics that might suit the podcast, everybody's doing best of 2009 lists right now, but what would a busy gamer's list look like? Games that are easy to jump in and out of, like Peggle, shorter games, games that save often, multiplayer games like Left 4 Dead 2 or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 that revolve around short multiplayer sessions. Related, are there busy gamer-friendly RPGs that don't waste 80% of your time grinding and managing resources?
I think that's a really great call to action. We'll try to work on our own list, but we'd love to hear from you. What do you think were the best games of 2009 for busy gamers? In the meantime, we're going to try to do more music features with a new segment we hope to introduce later this month. If you do want to help us shape the podcast, ask Game Watcher for a Google Wave invite. Also, please take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. We got one more rating last week, thanks whoever it was, so now we're at 8.
Only 5 more to earn us our first Baker's Dozen. Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can also find details and links for these and our other songs at busygamernews.com, WAC Podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
You are like Lee to be eaten by a group.